Good afternoon. I'm feeling in a very interesting mood today. I want to demonstrate to you a couple of features of QWS. James Bowden, the creator of QWS, has created a tool within his program that has a few different functions. One of them allows you to turn something that's major into minor and vice versa. You select the track that you want it to act upon, and you select the point in time on the track you want it to act upon, and then you perform the function. So I have a piece here that I originally wrote in minor, and the part after that is major. Demonstration goes. Observe now. We went from minor to major, and I basically copied the entire track one more time to a point after the first track had finished, and then I told it to act upon the last section. So we have the, and we also have the, as you see, different, and I didn't play that. I told the program to do it for itself, and it did it. This is called the Note Transform tool, and you can actually create your own sorts of things. I haven't, but it is possible. What I do have in my list of note transforms that Arfi made is one that turns an Addictive Drums track into an XG drum track. So if I have an Addictive Drums track or a MIDI file with an Addictive Drums line in it, I can turn that into an XG and then modify a couple of the notes instead of a whole bunch of them, because doing note replace across the whole keyboard is quite lengthy. One of the other things that Note Transform can do is invert melodies or anything. I have an old track that many of you may know called Fix This, and I one time inverted it over itself and got an incredibly interesting thing. The original, this is not using the right drums because this is only Juno, I don't have anything else loaded at this time, but ignore that and listen to the melodies because that's what counts, and all the chords and bass. So that was the straight one that I wrote initially. The next one you hear is the inversion. Now, what basically the inversion does is takes the top end of the keyboard on the right-hand side and puts it at the left, and the left goes on the right. So obviously there's a key in the middle somewhere where you meet. So what do you have? You have... quite interesting. It's probably one of the coolest inversions I've ever come across. When the tool came out, it was a bit like QAudio. Everybody jumped on it and played with it, and I certainly was one of those. Being a musician, I found it thoroughly interesting. You could turn around something as simple as Twinkle Twinkle Little Star and get something completely unheard of. Let's see. Ticket to Quietness is the first track off my album. Just the piano line of it. Thank you. So we take this entire track and we turn it around. And I go to the tools menu and the more tools options menu and I hit F for note transform. I then choose invert pitch. The list of things that I can do, I'll tell you them. Note transformation, invert pitch, invert octaves, all notes same, up a third, down a third, major to minor, minor to major, major chord, minor chord, suspended chord, seventh chord, minor seventh chord, diminished chord, open fifths, pentatonic, and addictive to XG. So I obviously want the first one, invert pitch, and I tell it the key. If I don't tell it the right key, then all sorts of odd things could happen. Well, not so much with an inversion, but if I were to do like a major to minor, then all sorts of bad things would happen. You can do all sorts of fun things with this. So the piece is in A flat, okay? So I'm telling the program is G hash, or G sharp as it were. And then if the octave is okay, which sometimes it's not, you have to either move up or move down the octave, your transformation, because it depends where it is. If it's a bass, it's going to be all high up in the register, so you have to take it down about, you know, 24 or 36 or 48 semitones, depending on what it was. With a piano, because it encompasses the entire range, usually, it should, note the word should, be okay. So what we get now, it's not so great. So what I'll do is I'll hit the T key and then type 12, and that'll take it up by 12 semitones and play it again. That's more reasonable. Mind, we came from and I'll do it again really, really quickly, G hash and then up 12, that. I just find that quite intriguing myself. And because I am not a chess master and can't think of things after the fact, writing a melody and then inverting it, it's not as stupid or boring as you might think. Because unless you've got the brain capacity, which I certainly haven't, to figure out what it's going to be or be bothered to sit down and think about it, it's just more fun to do it and see what happens. I don't even have a metronome loaded, so I can't really record anything and demonstrate it. But I can demonstrate the major to minor. But I'll do it on something that's not particularly interestingly freaky, I think. Let's see. Let's try with this. These are some chords. No, that's not the chords track. This is the chords track. They're quite boring chords too. So this piece is in C sharp. So I'm going to turn it into a minor piece with luck. I go into the tools menu and the more tools and I choose note transform and I want major to minor and I choose C hash. Now I haven't done this particular one before, so what happens when we do it? Not nice. Most of those chords are okay, but some are not. Quite nasty, huh? What we can do is undo this and play the entire. There we go. Let's try a different thing. We'll try up a third, for example. Up a third and pick the right key, C sharp. Again, nasty chord. And as you see, this is different than transposing. Otherwise, it would have come out improperly, F. But it did not. We can also go down a third. And it'll be very low now. And again, a broken note. And another one. I don't know why I always found it quite intriguing. So, let's do the other thing and invert it. What do we get when we invert this? The thing about inversions is they cannot break. Not in the conventional sense, anyway. All inversions do, if you play something that's major, it will turn minor. And if you play something that's minor, it will turn major. Regardless of what you do. This is just one of those strange, unknown reasons. It just happens. I guess, if I go over here to to my documents folder and get a very standard. I actually put out this MIDI the other day, did I not? I will open up a Chopin MIDI. Put it on a piano track because that's what we need to do. Let's have that one and this one and that one. So we take something well known, and we could try the major to minor on this in B. Minor to major in this case. It's already minor. So choose B. Do you know why that broke? That broke because, of course, there's a key change, and the program does not account for the key change. So the notes that make up the B major versus the B minor scale are not taken into consideration here. So with that in mind, let's try undoing that and then inverting pitch. Now, let's see what we get having taken this up by 12 and inverted it over the key of B. So on and so forth. And that's the end of this demonstration, really. I hope you found that a little bit interesting, at least. I just thought I'd give you a little bit of something to think about. So, there you go. I hope you've enjoyed this craziness, and I will see you next time I see you.